بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، my dear respected علماء الكرام، elders and brothers, not so long ago we were all counting days to the month of Ramadan. We were making dua for it. Many of us made the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna ila Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to it as ayyam ma'dudat. Ayyam ma'dudat, in a very simple term, is few days. In comparison to the rest of our life, the rest of the year, it is a few days. And if we reflect back now, it feels like a few days. In all honesty, 22 days have passed, but we feel like it was started yesterday. Just like this is our life. Many in our 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, it feels like we were just doing school a few days ago. We were starting our first job a few days ago. We were getting married a few days ago. And today we are where we are today. Because this is life. Life does not stop for anybody. Life has never stopped for anybody. Life continues. Ramadan's come, Ramadan's go. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayyam ma'dudat, kuch din hai, thorak daraj hai. And when we think about it, this time next Friday, next week, we will be looking for the moon sighting, we will be thinking about when is Eid, tomorrow or the day after. Just like this, our life will come to an end. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an opportunity time and time again to reap the rewards, to reap His forgiveness, to reap greater rewards by doing more amal. The hadith of Imam Muslim rahimahullah narrates, and I say to my young friends, especially those follow soccer in the UK, we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a very good example. He said, the life of my ummah, the average life of my ummah is between 60 to 70 years. Not so long ago, many people have followed the World Cup. So I said to my young friends, if you've done more than 30 years, your first half has disappeared. You're now into your second half. If you're nearing 60, you're nearing full time. And if you're after 60, you're now into extra time. And if you think about it from that perspective, only thing that is going to help us is the amal that we do. Very simple example of the Mubarak days that we are going through. In today's world, we have different classes, different status of paper. The first paper we get, the free paper, the junk paper, the advertisements telling you what's on deals where. We read it for 10 seconds and we throw it away. The second is the newspaper we get. We spend 20, 30 minutes reading it, then we pass it on to somebody else, and that goes away as well. Then you have a novel, a book that somebody reads, a story that they like. They read it, they put it down, they may follow it again, they read it again, and then that goes away as well. Then we have a dini kitab, a kitab of fadail amal, a kitab of fiqh, a kitab of aqaid. We read it, we put it away, put it on a shelf, we look back at it, we reference it, we look at it, we read it again, time and time again. And then the most ultimate paper in our life, especially the Muslims, is the paper on which the Kalamullah is written. The Kalamullah is printed. We reverend it, we value it, we respect it, we kiss it, we put it on the shelf and we look back at it again and again and again. And we never tire. This month has a close relation to that. But more so, the example I want to bring is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us different opportunities, different statuses, different days in our calendar that make us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more valuable. There is the Aam day, there is a normal day. Then there is the day of Friday. Then there is the month of Ramadan. Then there is the day of Al-Qadr. Each one has a greater value, status, and position in the eyes of Muslims, and even more so in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lovingly revealed Surah Al-Qadr just to give us inspiration, to make us aspire to do more, to make us realize the value of this night. And then even more, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught the ummah that in order to achieve the night, leave your homes, leave your beddings, and come to the masjid, stay in the masjid, so you don't even miss this opportunity. The mu'takifin are taking place throughout the world. Every masjid will have people looking for this night. Why? So they don't want to be sleeping, we don't want to be distracted. Even more, how grateful, how beautiful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for us Muslims. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such a valuable month, but did not want the ummah to sleep through this month. Did not want to be distracted in this month. What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala locked up shaitan and threw him away. Chained up shaitan and got rid of him so that we don't get distracted, we don't lose value of this month. More so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the biggest distraction for us will be our food. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, restrict your food. And on this restriction of food, Allah gave you reward for every minute, every second of that day. From morning to evening, we may be doing our work, we may be doing our household chores, we may be doing driving, we may be even sleeping. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding for every minute, every second of that moment. Why? Because we have stayed away from food and drink for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in preparation for this ibadat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also rewarded us. Ibadat is such a beautiful thing, it is a training ground for us. The ibadat of salah, from the time we make takbir al-tahrim, Allahu Akbar, everything was halal and haram. We are able to talk, we cannot talk. We are able to look here, there, now you cannot look. You are able to turn direction, now you cannot. Because you are doing it for the sake of Allah, you is a training of your nafs, a training of your eyes, a training of your ears and your tongue. Here we have the month of Ramadan, training of our organs, of our thoughts and our heart, that we become connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of our life. Many, when we look at it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Buni al-Islam ala khamsin, that the iman is, Islam is built on five foundations. When we think about it, one is connected with the heart, one is connected with physical ibadah, one is connected with the financial ibadah, one is connected with abstention. Sawm is to stay away from something, stay away from food and drink, stay away from with our spouses. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, even that duration I will reward you. The physical ibadah of salah, we are bowing, prostrating, standing. Financial ibadah, zakat. And then hajj is accumulation of all of those ibadah. Leave your homes, leave your comforts, leave your clothes, put on the ihram, leave using scented things, spend your financial means to go to the Baytullah. Then physically be present there. Financially, physically, and abstention collectively, then you make the hajj and you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole maqsad of our life is to bring that taqwa connection. Consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all watching, all hearing, all seeing. And that is why time and time again we get opportunities to do this. The month of Ramadan accumulates that and brings us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this wasn't it. The month of Ramadan was a start for us to continue throughout the year. And take this fikr that how can I be attached to deen and how can I bring people towards deen throughout the year. Sahaba kiram majma'in used the month of Ramadan to give extra qurbani. They sacrificed themselves even more. We look at the month of Ramadan, 17th of Ramadan was the day of Badr. 100 kilometers were walked by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sahaba in the halat of Roza. That qurbani of that level, rocky mountain paths, all the way to Badr, not thinking that, you know, we are fasting, we'll do this deed afterwards. The taqaza of the time was to go and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They didn't put the taqaza, okay, well, let's deal with this after, in Shawwal, after Eid. No, immediately. Because they knew the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be stronger if we do it when the taqaza comes. When the need arises. To answer the call is the ibadat. To answer the call at the time of Subh al-Sadiq to stop eating is ibadat. To answer the call at the time of iftar to start eating is ibadah. If a person stops at the time of iftar, says, no, I want to prolong my fasting. I want to do what I do back in the UK, 18 hours. You are now doing something that is makruh. That is not ibadah. My dear respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so giving. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so forgiving. He's looking for opportunities that He can bring us closer to make His mahbub, make us connected, so that we stay connected and we go in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is happy with us. Let me mention one hadith of Qudsi quickly. The incident about Tawbah and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accumulated for a banda such thing, such respect, such gratitude, that when he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he makes tawbah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost, when he commits a sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, wait. Do not write a sin. Wait for a moment. If he asks for forgiveness, then write a reward in its place. Allah the Al-Ghafoor al-Rahim, what does he do? He instructs them. If he does a good deed, immediately write it. If he does an intention to do good deeds, then write it too. When he does an intention to do wrong, and he doesn't do it, let's write a good deed. Because he was going to do something wrong. But then he didn't. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gives a person the tawfiq to make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the angel, the kiram and katib, that have written the deeds. Now you need to remove it. However, by removing it on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, I do not want my banda to be embarrassed, to be humiliated, to be shown up in front of people by saying that this person had made the sin and then asked for tawbah. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instruct to do? Just like back in the days when we used to have written letters and somebody wrote something incorrectly and then they crossed it out or they put tipex, then there was a matter of curiosity. People looked at it and said, what was written here? You have a second read. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it that anamal amal are such pure that once he has done a sin and he makes tawbah, not only is it removed, but a good deed is written in his place. A good deed is written in his place so that the kiram and katibin, when they present his book of deeds, people do not feel, he does not feel embarrassed and humiliated in front of people that he had been a sinful person that had made tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so giving. And Hadith al-Qudsi mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, two people who would have been destined for hellfire will be called back by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will be told that you have now, because of your deeds, been say destined for hellfire. One will take a few steps, turn towards Allah, and then take a few steps, turn towards Allah, take a few more steps, turn to Allah, like this slowly, slowly go towards hellfire. The second will stand up and immediately rush towards hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the all-knowing, all-hearing, all-seeing, will call them and say, what is it? Why did you do this such deed today? The first said, oh Allah, all my life I had disobeyed you. I had been involved in disobedience. I had diverted my attention to things not connected with you. I had diverted my attention from deen. I had not, and I thought it is my moment that slowly maybe I had been hearing about your being Shafiq, your being Ghaffar, your being Rahim, that maybe it was my opportunity now, so I look towards your Raham. Takes a few more steps, again I thought about that I was a disobedient person, but you are the Ghaffar. And you are the Ghafoor al-Rahim. Few more steps. I was looking for that opportunity, that one moment that you will have Raham on me, mercy on me, Shafqat on me, and you will take me away from this punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, instruct him to enter him into paradise. The latter, the second person, rushed into hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, it's not the day to break records. Why are you rushing to hellfire? This is punishment. This is harm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will instruct, he will say, oh Allah, all my life I had made your disobedience. All my life I had been doing wrong. All my life I had spent in sinning. Oh Allah, I thought in my one opportunity to do your obedience. And why one opportunity to turn and obey you. So I rush to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, on this you will also be forgiven. My dear respected brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a month of Ramadan, gives us the times, times of qabuliyyah, times of dua, gives us times of ijtima, gives us times of khatm al-Quran, gives us all of these opportunities so that we become connected to Him and that we have our forgiveness done. Our going into Akhirat is like us presenting a quilt patchwork. A patchwork of quilt, of a'mals, small and large. We present it in the court of Allah. It is, oh Allah, this is what I have done in my effort in the dunya. I had a 60, 70 years of life, but this is the good that I had done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is only testing us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mulk says, الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا. Allah SWT has created life and death for what reason? He gave us life to realize our maqsad, to make act on our maqsad, and that so that we can prepare for death. And it wasn't to just learn to live, but learn to die. When we stand in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, we can present our book of deeds in the right form, the form that the Sahaba can which were in prepared, and which for which they were said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. My dear respected brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so many opportunities. Last 10 nights, even more ibadat, even more engagement, even more du'as. Imam Awza'i rahimahullah, it is mentioned about him. Once upon a time, a visitor came to a house, to their house, and he saw the musalla of Imam Awza'i and felt that it had become wet. So, in inquiring, the woman asked Imam Awza'i's wife, and said, "Oh Imam, it seems like somebody might have urinated on this musalla." So the wife of Imam Awza'i says, "No, this isn't the urination, this is the cries and the tears of Imam Awza'i that have soaked this musalla with tears." My dear respected brother, we have a week left. The best thing would be to engage in the things that make Allah happy. That is why we were given the days of i'tikaf, the days of Laylatul Qadr, so that we can exert ourselves even more. And we are very fortunate that our elders, our ulama, they're coming to us straight after. That our maidan has been prepared through the month of Ramadan, and straight after we can prepare ourselves for the ijtima. We have the jazba. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. That whose words can be better than that person who calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala making this guarantee in the Quran, telling us that whose words can be better. Rhetoric question told to us to bring us closer, to bring us connected, to make us mindful. No activist, no socialist, no prime minister is saying, Allah the Almighty, the Majestic, the Creator, the Sustainer, the Cherisher is telling us that whose words can be better than those that call towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there's good deeds. If you look at the shakal of our moving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is this, we're calling people towards Allah. And we are engaging in our own a'mal. The first amal is that I call people towards Allah. They have become distracted. They have been deviated from the path. Then I call them towards Allah. I call them to the house of Allah. I call them to the deen of Allah. I call them for the fikr of deen of Allah. And then further, I then return to Allah and I ask from Allah, "Oh Allah, I am nothing. I am dependent. I am a makhluk. My effort is makhluk. Everything I do is makhluk. But Allah, you are the Khaliq. You are the one that can put it in their hearts to be attached to the house of Allah." And then what does he say at the end of it? "I am mere a Muslim." Now for this, there is no condition of you have to be knowledgeable, you have to be rich, you have to be of a certain status, a certain caliber, certain country. No. Everybody. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلُ مِمَنْ. Whose words can be better? Now there is no conditions beyond that. The men can be involved, the women can be involved, the children can be involved, the young and old, the literate, illiterate. That is why when ijtimas come throughout the world, the effort of the men is to prepare for the ijtima. Preparing the medan, preparing the space, preparing all the amenities and services required. And preparing ourselves, that after the ijtima, I will also go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then furthermore, wrapping up, how do the women come involved? They make roza, they make dua, we engage our women folk that, look, you know, this is important days now. We again have a time of Mubarak days, opportunity, where the Qala Allah, Qala Rasul will take place for 2 days. From the 30th of April on Sunday, from Asr until Fajr of the 2nd. Zuhr of the 2nd. The Ishtima will take place, sorry, Zuhr of the Sunday, Zuhr the 30th till the 2nd, Fajr. So we say this is the time, moment where we'll be going to be Qala Allah, Qala Rasul. Mubarak days, Mubarak majlis. Farishta will gather it. Haffatumul malaika wa ghashiyatumul rahma. The hadith says that the rahma will descend upon that majlis. So like this, the ijtima is taking place in Newlands. We are very fortunate that it's on our doorstep. Elders are coming to us. Back in the days, when you think about the Sahaba, the Ta'ibin, they had to travel for months to get there, to go and learn deen, to go and seek knowledge. We are very fortunate the elders are coming to us, the ulama are coming to us. We can benefit from their knowledge, their experience, their wisdom. So we free up our time. Whatever our commitments must be, we free it up, we spend time in the ijtima. We make need to go out from the ijtima. Sahaba and Majmu'een, when they were touching with Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from there they left. Hajjatul Wada, falyuballigh shahid lil ghaib. Those that are present, take it to those that are not present. They spread out throughout the world. China is their place of qabr. Turkey is their place of qabr. North Africa is their place of qabr. Syria is their place of qabr. Throughout the world. So, women folk, go to the ijtima, attend the ijtima, benefit from the ijtima, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before and after. Help preparing the ijtima. All the services need to be prepared, very short time. We can be participants of that, we can do a little bit, and we can reap the rewards as well. Women folk as well, we can tell them to make roza, make dua, continue, do the... Many niyas can be involved. You are going to keep the shawwal fast anyways, you can do the shawwal fast now immediately, and make dua for the ijtima as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the ijtima, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove any of the challenges, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a success, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our coming from the UK here a success for, and zariya najat for us as well. We may have made this little trip, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just looking for all of us to just do the little that we can do. That we, on the day of judgment, we can present, oh Allah, this is the little that I did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost give me the tawfiq on all of us to make amal what has been heard and said. The Jamaat is here for 2 days, inshallah. So, you know, it would be very valuable and for our time as well as the locality, if we all come together and make effort so that this ijtima can be made a success by all of us knowing about it, by all of us attending it. The word can only get out to every member of this community if we make the harkat for it. If we walk the streets, if we go to houses, everybody should by, you know, end of Ramadan be aware of it and have it in their diary. Because after Ramadan, many people get busy with their own commitments, family, visiting and things like that. What we don't want to do is make forget about this tariq and we completely, you know, lose track of it. So inshallah, we are here for 2 days. Utilize us. Take us to see your friends and family. Inshallah, it will be valuable use of our time as well as yours, inshallah.